I want to wish all of you a very Merry Christmas. So the epistle for the first Mass of Christmas is taken from Titus chapter 2. Dearly beloved, the grace of God our Savior hath appeared to all men, instructing us that, denying ungodliness and worldly desires, we should live soberly and justly and godly in this world, looking for the blessed hope and coming of the glory of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity, and might cleanse to himself a people acceptable, a pursuer of good works. These things speak and exhort in Christ Jesus our Lord. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The Gospel is taken from Luke chapter 2. At that time there went forth a decree from Caesar Augustus that the whole world should be enrolled. This first enrollment was made by Quirinus, the governor of Syria, and all went to be enrolled, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and family of David, to be enrolled with Mary, his espoused wife, who was with child. And it came to pass that when they were there, her days were accomplished, that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him up in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds watching and keeping the night watches over their flock. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood by them, and the brightness of God shone round them, and they feared with a great fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy that shall be to all the people. For this day is born to you in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the infant wrapped in swaddling clothes and laid in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly army, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men of good will." Please be seated. And the Word was made flesh. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Well, during this time period of Advent, we've been anticipating the coming of our Lord, the Savior. So we can say this anticipation is over. What we have yearned for throughout this Advent season, what we have been waiting for, our Lord has now come. And we think about, O come, Emmanuel. Emmanuel signifies God is with us. And so truly God is with us now. He is with us. He has brought the fulfillment of what God had promised to Adam and Eve, that a Savior would come, a Redeemer would come to mankind. And so with that, this holy night, the birth of Messiah has come. He has taken a human nature, a human flesh, in order to redeem mankind. And so this is what we have been preparing for. This is what we have been trying to get our soul ready for, is this great feast, this coming of the Christ child. He comes in the darkness, yes, to dispel the darkness of sin. And by doing so, our Lord comes as a light to the world. The signification of even the darkness of the church, and the light that you have, light signifying our Lord Jesus Christ. And so the church, she celebrates this great feast with three different masses. This is the first of the masses that commemorate the threefold births of the Redeemer. At this midnight mass, we have his birth from all eternity. Our Lord coming from all eternity into this world. The Mass at dawn signifies his birth in the fullness of time, that it was the proper time, as St. Thomas Aquinas tells us, it was the right time that our Lord came into this world. And then finally, the Mass at the morning is the spiritual birth in the hearts of all the faithful. And that, we can say, signifies what we've been preparing for. This preparation for our Lord. And so with this midnight mass, it is clear what the significance of what the church tries to draw our attention to. Because if you look at the collect of the Mass, the collect signifies kind of the theme for the Mass itself. And the collect tells us, O God, who hast made this most holy night to shine forth with the splendor of the true light, grant, we beseech thee, that we who have known the mysteries of his light on earth may enjoy also his happiness in heaven. And so it shows that our Lord coming into this world, this true light that has been given by Almighty God to us, is to dispel the darkness of our sins, the darkness of mankind. And so we have known that. We've been promised this Redeemer. And by being promised that, yes, we know of the mysteries of our Lord. And so therefore, that's why it says that we that have known the mysteries of his light on earth may then enjoy that for all eternity. And so this light coming into the world, this shedding of the darkness, this chance, this opportunity that we have of receiving our Lord Jesus Christ into our soul, that is what is important. That is what we have been preparing for in this time period of Advent. It is over, yes. And as I mentioned to you, have we utilized the time wisely? Have we tried to accept then these opportunities that God gives to us to then help us to prepare for this great feast? The Christmas season continues on until February 2nd. To the world, it'll end tomorrow morning after all the gifts are open. The Christmas tree probably goes out into the street. And so for them, it is done. But for us, it is just beginning. It is just beginning to accept then our Lord as our Redeemer, as the Messiah of mankind. And that is what we have been trying to prepare for in this Christmas season, in this Advent season for the Christmas season. Of this true light that has come into the world, that has shed the darkness. And that same parallel we will have at Easter time. Lumen Christi, the light of Christ, again, shedding this darkness that the world is enveloped in. And we ourselves are enveloped in when we are fallen into sin, when we have cut off the life of grace in our soul. We are in darkness at that point. We no longer have the life of Christ in our soul. This life of Christ that we are trying to accept on this holy night. I mean, that is what that signification of that Christmas carol means. O holy night. Because God has given us the Redeemer of mankind. He has come into this world in order to redeem us. But yet, if we are still in sin, then we have not accepted our Lord. If we still live in darkness, if we still live in sin, then we have not accepted our Lord as our Redeemer, as the Messiah. We have rejected him just as it says that his own people have rejected him too. We have done the same thing. And through that rejection, we are still in complete darkness. And so that is something that we must try to figure out. That is why the church gives us such a preparation for this great feast. She gives us this preparation in order to help us to make sure that our souls are ready, that we will accept our Lord, that because we have known the mysteries of our Lord, as it says in the collect, that we have known these mysteries, that therefore will help us then to be with our Lord for all eternity. I mean, this true light came into the world to enlighten those that were in darkness, in sin. That is the purpose of why he came. And for us, we are sinful human nature. Yes, we fall into sin. But God has given us the means in order to get out of that sin. He gives us the opportunities to take away that sin, to have then the life of Christ in our soul. And so we can see that in these Christmas Masses, there is this focus on this light coming to the world. So whether you're able to attend the Mass in the morning at 8 or not, it still would be good for you to read through these Masses, the Mass at dawn and the Mass in the morning, to see this focus on this light. This focus on the light of how our Lord came in to dispel all of this darkness. But the darkness remains because we still remain in sin. And so that is what we must pray for. That is why we must approach the creche, the manger scene, because the Christ child has come for us. And so therefore we must approach with true confidence. A confidence in order to beg for these graces from God as we start this Christmas season. And as I say, it continues on until February 2nd with the purification. Sometimes how little we know about the liturgical year, but how the church gives us this for our meditation, for our contemplation. And how fitting it is that it ends with Candlemas, with the blessing of the candles, our light again signifying being the light of the world. And so for us, we must pray for these graces. We must pray that this light dispels the darkness of our soul. That must be our prayer as we approach the manger scene, of asking for this infant to give us the graces that we need. We cannot let these graces come and go. We must do something in order to prepare our soul for the coming of the Christ child. And so now it has come. We have anxiously awaited for it, and now it has truly come for us. And so we can say, now what? Our Lord is offering us so many graces at this time period. Do not lose that opportunity for that. As I say, to look and to see with these Masses of how the signification of the light is so important. Of how is it important in the liturgy, but yet also how is it important in our own lives? Truly that a child was born unto us tonight. This child being the Redeemer of mankind. And so let us pray for these graces. Let us turn to Our Lady. Without her fiats, none of this would have been possible. Her willingness to become the Mother of God. Of her and St. Joseph, of finding no room, and having to take our Lord to a stable to be born. The king of this world and the next has to be born in a stable. But if we live in darkness, it is the same thing that we are doing to our Lord. There is no room in our soul. And so think about these things. Consider whether your soul is still in darkness or not. Consider that we must dispel that darkness, we must dispel that sin in order to receive these graces from Almighty God. Because we have known the mysteries of this true light. And if we know these mysteries and therefore we must accept them. And by accepting them, we will then enjoy this light for all eternity. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.